There are more post offices in the United States than McDonald's, Starbucks, and Walmart combined. This service is also written into the U.S. Constitution. For Linroy Lee and his wife, this small post office just outside of Los Angeles is a vital part of their community.
I know some of the employees in there. I see them a lot.
But this post office may soon close because it costs more to keep this building open than the revenue it generates. In fact, 15,000 post offices in similar financial situations across the United States could face possible closures within the next 4 years.
That's a bad thing. It's a local post office. We need something small in the community. You know, a lot of people can't get around to the big ones.
But spokesman for the U.S. Postal Service, Richard Marr, says people have changed the way they communicate and do business.
Instead of the mail, they use the Internet. They pay their bills, receive and pay their bills online.
Last year alone, the post office lost $8.5 billion. The agency projects another $10 billion in losses this year.
If the Postal Service was a regular business, we would have already filed for bankruptcy and went through restructuring and reorganization.
But because the Postal Service is a government agency, Congress has to approve many of the money-saving changes. Before a U.S. Senate committee hearing recently, Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe requested permission to change the way it handles employee health benefits and pension plans. Donahoe also asked to end Saturday mail deliveries.
And by delivering 5 days a week to businesses and residents, we feel we could save over $3 billion annually.
The Postmaster General says the agency also needs to eliminate up to 220,000 jobs by 2015.
The morale in the post office is down. It really is.
This mail carrier has been with the Postal Service for 24 years. She had thought it would give her financial security.
When I first got it, you know, I was in my late 20s, and I said, oh, this is perfect. You know, it allows us to be able to buy a home, save money to do this, send the kids to college, and so forth. And now, you know, because the way the economy's going and being pushed and changing things in the post office, I am going to retire early.
Even if Congress approves the changes, spokesman Richard Marr says the main mission of the Postal Service will remain the same.
And we deliver to every business and every resident in the United States. But we will change, and we have to change.
Marr says many of the changes will be put in place as soon as Congress gives its approval. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.